Thanks, Stuart. Stuart will be back in about 10 minutes with more on traffic this afternoon on Home Run. Well, if you take a look at the label on any one of the articles of clothing that you're wearing, chances are it was made in China. Asia's economic powerhouse now exports four times as much to Canada as we do to them. Facts like that are coming under the microscope today as Prime Minister Jean Chrétien meets with Chinese leaders in Beijing. Well, Charles Burton is a professor specializing in China at Brock University. He's also a former economic and political advisor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. He's in St. Catharines, Ontario this afternoon. Good afternoon, Charles Burton.
Hi.
Why does Canada want closer ties to China?
Well, I think that it's an economic thing on the one hand. You know, it's the world's largest market. 24% of the world's population live in China, and we'd like to engender more Canadian prosperity and jobs by selling more to that country. And on the other hand, it's a very important power politically in the world, and we have concerns about their lack of compliance with the universal norms of human rights, so we'd like to do our best to try and get them to improve in that area as well.
And how would improved trade do that exactly? I mean, I understand that there are millions of people in Chinese jails. There's all kinds of forced labor in those jails. Some of the cheap products we buy here in Canada are made by prison labor.
Yes, I think that that's all true. Of course, they're not supposed to export the prison labor products because under the World Trade Organization, products produced in prisons are seen as having an unfair advantage because there's a subsidy on prisoners. Although, of course, it's not what we do with more of the revulsion at having a product that's been produced by someone who may have been unjustly imprisoned. But I think that when you engender more economic prosperity, you get the rise of a middle class. And in China, the middle class we now estimate to be something like 200 million people of their 1.4 billion. And in countries that have large middle classes, the middle class tends to feel entitled to more accountability and transparency on the part of their government. And this leads to greater possibilities for democracy. So your democracies are typically in places that have a lot of middle class, and your bad regimes are typically in places where there's a few very rich people and a lot of very poor people. So the change in the Chinese economy is empowering to the Chinese people, and one hopes that this will lead to better compliance with the universal norms of human rights in the years ahead. And I think it already has led to improvements over the past 20 years.
So can you give us some examples of those improvements?
Well, when I lived in China in the 1970s, which was the Cultural Revolution period, people could be put into prison simply for stating a political view which was unorthodox, whereas today there are a lot of quite active internet chat rooms and people are able to get more information by surfing the web for foreign news sites, and they can listen to shortwave radio broadcasts without harassment, which wasn't the case in the old days. And there's also a much improved court system, so that people who have been treated unfairly have been able to go to the courts and get recourse. So, you know, it's an incremental thing, and certainly they have a long way to go, but it wouldn't be fair to say that things haven't improved.
And in terms of inroads made, how has Canada done in terms of its relations, economic relations with China, would you say?
Well, you know, we do have this big trade deficit, and anyone who goes to Zellers or Walmart will realize that most of the products in those stores seem to come from China, and a certain number of those products were things that previously were made in Canada. But there are areas in which we have a comparative advantage internationally. For example, in financial and insurance services, Canada is very strong and very competitive. And when the Prime Minister arrived in China, the Chinese government saw their way clean to coming through with giving the licenses for Manulife and Sun Life to sell insurance in the Beijing area, which is a big step forward.
And I see today in the news that Scotiabank has been given the right to sell currency.
Well, that's very significant. You know, China has been trying to protect their financial and insurance services because their own services are relatively weak and not competitive. But we feel that seeing as China has entered into the WTO, that they have to give a fair playing field for everybody, including foreigners, in their market, and therefore they should give us access. And in addition, we are concerned about this trade deficit and feel that you know, if the Chinese are not giving our firms access to their market, maybe we should do things to retaliate and reduce their access to our market. So, you know, the negotiations are ongoing.
And I, you know, I've seen in various documentaries and news reports about China that the Chinese economic machine is in the process of bulldozing entire mountains and damming enormous rivers. The economic impetus is enormous and unstoppable, and will stop at nothing, including the well-being of some of its citizens. How does Canada sit on some of those issues regarding Chinese?
Well, we funded a feasibility study for the Three Gorges Dam, which I think is the one you're talking about. This the world's largest engineering project along the Yangtze River that's led to relocation of hundreds of thousands of people because their homes would be underwater. I think the Canadian government felt that it was a risky project because there's too many unknowns into how this dam will actually work, you know, things like silting levels and so on. And also it's extremely dangerous. I mean, if a bomb hit the dam, you know, the devastation would be enormous. So we have been doing things with China to encourage them to protect their environment better. And Mr. Kretschmann did sign an accord with the Chinese government on climate change and environmental protection. And so we see this as an area that Canada would like to help the Chinese to be a bit better at. And it does concern us because, after all, if things go wrong in the climate in China, it also affects the climate in Canada as we're living in one planet.
On the front page of the Globe and Mail today, we see a very friendly-looking George W. Bush and Jean Chrétien wearing Chinese jackets and looking like they're having a grand old time. How does Canada sit vis-a-vis the United States in its relations with China?
Well, the United States is a very important relationship for China on all sorts of levels, and so they tend to, when the U.S. president visits Beijing, there's more focus on the U.S. than there is on Canada when Mr. Chrétien's there, and so that is a significant factor. I think another factor is that Canada is more and more feeling that we have to bring our foreign policy into accord with the U.S. foreign policy, so we're not likely to engage in a China policy which is very much variant from that of the United States under current political conditions for fear of causing the Americans to think that we're not fully on side, so to speak. And that's a little bit worrying because, as you say, these human rights issues are issues that are very important to Canadians, and I think a lot of Canadians would like our government to be more aggressive on these ones, and we're not likely to do something that's not the same as what the U.S. is doing, and so that inhibits our own foreign policy independence with regard to China and, of course, with regard to many other issues in the world affairs on which Canadians may have a slightly different take than the Americans.
Well, it's good to talk to you about it this afternoon. Thanks for putting it into some perspective for us.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton is a former advisor in economic and political affairs at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. He also specializes in China at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. It's 21 minutes past 5 o'clock. It is 3 degrees outside. The forecast for tonight is for a chance of wet flurries and an overnight low of 1 degree. Stuart